The following program is a paid advertisement for Mother Earth Foods. The opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, and other show participants are not necessarily those of FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT, Results Radio, its employees, or management. WVNT and Results Radio are not responsible for claims made for particular products or services. Highway to Health with Healthy Dave is brought to you by Mother Earth Foods on FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT. And now here's our show.
Say it's only a paper moon.
Yeah.
Sailing over a cardboard sea.
The sweet sound of Ella Fitzgerald from 1945. Ella Fitzgerald and the Delta Rhythm Boys doing It's Only a Paper Moon. Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday to you. You're on the highway, baby. You're on the highway to health. We got John Chaffin at the controls. Healthy Dave Hawkins beside me. And I'm Jameson Young. We are happy to be here today. And we're going to be talking about some essential oils and how they can benefit you. It's also International World Theater Day, or Theater Day, depending on where you're from. So go to the theater, maybe watch something from the theater, but have a good Wednesday. Hey, and we're also winding down into one of the biggest holidays of the year. Easter's coming this Sunday, so hope everybody's got your eggs hidden, all the treats out there, so you can go on your little Easter egg hunts and all that good stuff. How's Healthy Day this morning?
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm good. Jameson, hope everyone's well out here in the Mid-Ohio Valley in the streaming world. We appreciate that. And hey, you know, we're on Spotify now, so you know, if our Spotify listenership is there, that'd be great.
Highway to Health with Healthy Dave.
Yep, Highway to Health with Healthy Dave, the herb doc.
There you go.
Yeah, yep, it's good. And like I said, we just keep expanding out and getting more. You know, availability so people can hear and make good decisions, and that's really what it's about. I want to give a quick shout out last night to my good buddy Bill Van Vuren.
Yeah,
and. Gina Rivers, they came and did a training with a company called Host Defense, mushroom mycelium, the Paul Stamets group. Mm-hmm. They did a training for my staff, and that was very informative, and we'll get them on the air here sometime this year.
Cool.
But, we talked all about mushrooms.
Good. There's some fun guys there.
Very good fun guys in that group.
So Bill and Gina, cool. Good shout-out to them.
It was a great show, and they trained as well and had to leave.
Well. It's good to have that, and it's good for your staff because, yes. You know, your staff does help. I see a lot of people have questions when they go into Mother Earth Foods, and it's good to have your staff informed. Speaking of your store, you guys are closed this Sunday for Easter, which is good. Give everybody a day off.
Yep.
And I think it was Barb that reminded me the other day, and you've been talking about it. As of April 1st, you're not going to be using the single-use plastic bags anymore.
That is correct.
We're joining that bandwagon, which I think is a very healthy bandwagon.
Yes.
I brought my bag in yesterday.
Oh, good.
Like I say, folks, it's just a matter of getting in that habit. I think a lot of people have been putting the bags in your back seat or in your trunk, but you got to grab them before you go into the store.
I was looking out my window from upstairs yesterday, as a matter of fact, and I saw a gentleman, get out of his car, open up the trunk, pull out his bags, and walk into the store.
That's just a little habit, folks.
And it was an older gentleman, which is kind of cool. I mean, so people, it's not that hard.
Yeah.
And, we do now have string bags. We have a lot of them hanging around the store. String bags are those ones that are kind of like woven, but they're not like solid.
Yep.
And they're easy. They can crumple up, put them in your pocket, and they will hold a boatload of stuff.
So they'll travel well, but you can get a lot of product in them.
Yeah. And then we've got the recycled plastic ones that come in a little bag that you can wad up, throw it back in the little pouch, and then when you're ready to go shop, you just open it up and flop it out.
We've got some of those bags, Dave, that Brenda and I have just found that it's almost better and easier to tote with some of our bags because they hold more, and some of them are stronger.
They're much stronger.
So it's there's some benefits to getting a bag. Maybe get a bag that fits your needs and how much you do shopping. Right. Get one tailor-made for you. It's not that tricky.
And that's because, guess what? Earth Day is going to be being celebrated April 22nd.
Oh,
and
cool.
So Earth Day is a worldwide. It is not just a United States gig. It is a world awareness of Earth Day.
Love it.
And we have Earth Day t-shirts available. available.
Nice.
And those shirts are, you know, got our name on the side, but it's a really cool shirt this year. Very colorful.
Nice.
And they're available right now. So if you want to support Earth Day, then this is another way to go about
it. I think your shirts usually are pretty cool.
Yeah.
Usually have some neat, you know, some visuals on it.
Yeah.
And, hey, folks, we only got one Mother Earth to live on here, so we,
yes,
might
we
want to take care of it a little bit better.
Yes,
a little
we
bit
do.
Better.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Exactly. So, hey, those are some fun things. So let's.
And now.
It's on for.
And now, live from the Organic News Press, we have our organic anchor man, Healthy Dave Hawkins.
Yes, and in the news today, hey, two drugs identified that could halt the progression of all neurodegenerative diseases. Now, this came out this month, and it talks about neurodegenerative diseases affecting millions of people each year, which we are very aware of. 5.3 million people are diagnosed every year with Alzheimer's, which is just one of the long lists of diseases that is causing neurodegeneration, okay? It says, so far, of course, they have not found a cure because they're not sure exactly what is causing all of that, but scientists have found that perhaps the cure for neurodegenerative diseases isn't in developing new drugs, but repurposing old ones.
Okay.
So they did a study where they went and they did, you know, they looked at all the pharmacopoeia of the list of pharmaceuticals and stuff, and they started digging into that a little bit deeper. And interestingly enough, they've been doing this since about 2013. And they discovered compounds that could do that. And the compounds, you know, unfortunately, that they found were maybe stop one area but would create a problem in another.
Mm.
Okay, so the ones that they were really looking at that prevented brain cells from dying simultaneously damages the pancreas.
Yeah.
So they tested over 1,000 drugs that already existed.
Okay.
And they came and they found two that seemed to have some benefit without the negative side effect of the pancreas issues. And one of them was trazodone, which is used to treat clinical depression.
Okay.
Of course, this doesn't talk about dosages or anything, but they did these in mice studies. And then the other one was called DBM, or dibenzylmethane, which is found in small amounts in licorice. Okay, but it's, but currently, this compound is used in clinical trials for treating cancer.
Huh.
It says they worked in preventing brain cell death in mice, but they had no effect on the pancreas. And again, this is very early, but, you know, they talk about other things. You know, it was just, you know, the article was interesting because, you know, talking about Parkinson's, dementia, Alzheimer's, you know, there's a whole list of other Huntington's disease.
And these are things that we haven't been able to reverse up until now either,
right.
So
and
this
so,
is kind of exciting.
But it further went into the article to say that here's some tips. Exercise and physical activity have an improvement on brain health and vascular.
Oh.
Eating a healthy diet, unprocessed whole foods, real foods, omega-3 fatty acids, which we are very much deficient.
Yep.
And then he talked about avoiding refined sugars, salt, and processed chemically filled foods. Huh. We've been talking about that for a long time. How about 15 years, huh?
It's longer for you.
Well,
probably.
Longer for me, but 15 on the air.
Yeah, for sure.
And it says
for
stay social and keep your brain active. I guess those Sudoku puzzles, you know, you do every day, or the crosswords.
Some people do Wordle,
like
been
that.
Doing Wordle,
exactly.
Their little games.
Yeah.
Yep, yep,
yeah.
Why not? It's good exercise for your brain.
So it's basically saying, hey, yeah, there might be some pharmaceuticals out here that can help to slow it. It doesn't change, let's say, the nature. So you need to change your lifestyle, folks. So.
Well, that's always good. You know, and let me throw out there, Dave, real quick, you know, as we started in the news, I just wanted a little shout out to Baltimore and that horrible bridge collapse yesterday.
My goodness. Yeah.
Thank God it was at 1:30 in the morning and not 4 or 5 hours hours later when it was commute time. Just a thought out there for the Baltimore folks. And
I've been over that bridge before.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Francis Scott Key Bridge. Yeah. So anyway, just shout out to those folks, and sorry about those workers. It doesn't look like they're finding them at this point. But anyway, go ahead, buddy.
All righty. Scientists find kill switch that activates cancer cell death in the lab. Scientists have figured out a way to detonate the doors that lead to the heart of cancerous tumors, blowing them wide open for drug treatment.
Okay.
The strategy works by triggering a timer bomb on the cells that line a tumor's associated blood vessels. It says when activated by the right antibody, it triggers a programmed cellular death. So programmed cellular death is called apoptosis, and that is something that is built into the DNA of every human cell.
Okay.
Every living cell has a life cycle.
Uh-huh.
And
sure.
When it's time for it to go, this little trigger, you know, called apoptosis, sets it up. Well, cancer cells disable the apoptosis gene. Okay, so the gene that triggers all that is disabled by cancer cells. So it's kind of interesting that they've come up, you know, with a little way to They're doing research that says, hey, there's this antibody that they've discovered that might have a positive effect. It's in early research.
It sounds to me, John, I don't know about you, but it sounds like they got a bad guy in there, and they need a good guy in there to blow something up, and or we need to get Jack Reacher in there, or one of these well, tough guys in there to...
It's all about receptors and immune systems,
sure.
All these other things.
Well, it is kind of a battle, right? I mean,
in a way,
know,
yes. But the thing you got to remember is cancer cells are your cells, and thing is they evade the immune recognition where your immune system could take them out because it already has the mechanisms to do it. It's the fact that the cancer cells can change the cell surface protein so that you don't recognize it as a cancer cell.
They put on a mask, John. Do you hear this?
Okay. The Klingons.
Oh, the Klingon or Mission Impossible. You know how he takes the skin off? Oh, it's not me. I'm somebody else.
Yeah.
But it is kind of diabolically that way. I mean, it is interesting how you describe that. It's
very much so.
Go ahead, buddy.
All right. Gastroprotector, known as amiprazole, increases your risk of death. He says, of course, anybody who experiences heartburn or GERD, gastrointestinal reflux disease, definitely doesn't particularly like to have all that that feeling. But these are drugs. There is a full course of drugs called PPIs. We've talked about them with numerous guests.
Yep.
Following PPIs were included in a study, which was Zegerid, Prilosec, Nexium, Prevacid, Prilosec, Protonix. These are all the name brands.
Yep.
And they talk about, though, in this the risk of dying early. It says in 500 patients that took the medication for about a year, there would be in excess of one death that could be attributed to the use of this type of medication. So when you do that by millions, you know, it adds up to a lot.
Sure.
And the bottom line is that there's really saying that they can severely damage the kidneys.
Oh, okay.
So the use of them is only meant for very short-term use, which has come out by the pharmaceutical industry to be not recommended as daily use.
Okay.
And so there are other alternatives out there, and it's kind of interesting because digestive enzymes really can help in this situation.
Yeah.
And there are some really good products by a company called Enzymedica. There's a heartburn soother, which is a liquid, and you it's a little shot. You just do a shot of that. But anyway, there's some safer alternatives to that.
Well, and anybody knows who's suffering from that relief is really what you're looking for, because, man, that is a plague.
How many more minutes we got?
We got a couple minutes.
Okay, cool. Cross-contamination in the kitchen.
Ooh.
When was the last time you cleaned your spice jars?
I thought you were going to say sponges, but spice jars, all
Out of the estimated 48 million cases of foodborne illness that occur every year, up to 20% may be linked to food prepared at home.
Wow.
Okay, cutting boards and trash can lids were number two and number three most contaminated objects, while the handles of sink faucets turned out to be the least.
Oh.
In another kitchen study, 67% of sponges tested positive, and hand washing, even for 5 to 10 seconds, significantly reduces that risk. So they say be aware of the dirty sponge used one too many times. And again, you can use peroxide, folks.
Yep, sure.
And you can have a very light 3% peroxide solution right there.
Some water. Mm-hmm.
You can actually rinse your sponge with a little peroxide.
Smart.
And you know what? It'll kill that. And you can use peroxide with your vegetables. When you dump them in to wash them, you can put them in a little bin, put a little peroxide in there with it. And that's also a disinfectant, and it's a way to kind of help get some of those critters that could come from the grocery store.
You know, I'd like a little amendment on that. Your cell phones, too. Don't forget to wipe off your cell phones, right?
Yeah, I never thought about
But that's a great little tip. I worked in hospitals. I did food and beverage. So I'm a big hand washer. I'm a huge proponent. And if you see me even at home, I'm always washing my hands. I think it's very important, as it says. So be aware of those things in your homes, folks. So make sure your home is a safe place to be.
Hey, who we got on the show?
We have a gal, Liza.
Liza Dawkin. Educator for Pranarom, which is an essential oil company, and we're going to talk to her today about some new products that they came out with, ingestible essential oils that are safe and effective.
Yep, and she's going to be on right after the break, but I want to remind you real quick, Nature's Way, Natural Factors, Irwin Naturals, Terry Naturally, Earthworks, Mother Earth Foods, Hybrid Remedies, CV Sciences, and Life Seasons are our sponsors of Highway to Health, and we appreciate them week in and week out doing their gig. We're going to come right back with that, Liza Dawkin, right here on Highway to Health.
Hey!
Hello, Mid-Ohio Valley. Today's weather will be snotty and sneezy.
I mean breezy, not sneezy. And the pollen count will be high, so try to avoid outside miseries. I mean activities.
Hi, Mr. Weatherman. You sound like you're one of the 50 million Americans that suffer with seasonal allergies. You should try Allerpure from Irwin Naturals. Allerpure offers a three-pronged formula with vitamin C to support your body's natural immune system, lemon balm and perilla to build a healthy histamine response, and an antioxidant enzyme blend to fight free radicals. Take it daily to maintain your health or as needed for targeted allergy support. I'm so sure it can help, I'm offering a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee.
Get outdoors today and enjoy the season, no matter the weather or the pollen count.
With Allerpure from Irwin Naturals. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods, corner of 19th and Plum Streets in Parkersburg. Healthy living made easy since 1975.
I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. I know you have a lot of options when it comes to what probiotic to take. It's hard to know what brands to trust. That's why I'm introducing my own line of Earthworks probiotics. Here are a few things that you should know when you're buying a probiotic. Earthworks probiotics have been created with human microflora that belong in your digestive tract. All Earthworks probiotics are shelf-stable and don't require refrigeration. Earthworks probiotics have been bioengineered to resist stomach acid so that you get the dosage you need where you need it the most. There are 9 products with up to 100 billion cultures and specific strains for women, children, and colon health. So you can be sure to find the right probiotic to support your digestive and immune system. And of course, loyalty customers always get double loyalty points for any Earthworks products. So watch your savings add up and be sure to stay healthy out there.
Find Earthworks Probiotics, Dave's online, only at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
I'm Healthy Dave, herbalist and owner of Mother Earth Foods. The total well-being of our customers is an essential part of our mission, and I'm always looking for breakthrough products that align with our values. When I met Dr. Jason Dubois, I knew I had met someone who shared my passion for helping people stay well naturally. Dr. Jason is a registered clinical pharmacist, educator, and founder of Hybrid Remedies, a fantastic line of herbal supplements designed to help you feel better faster. Hybrid Remedies supports a rapid immune building response for allergies, colds, flu, and sinus nasal support. Formulated entirely with key herbs, vitamins, and minerals, Hybrid Remedies were developed by Dr. Jason over 18 years of clinical experience and research with a focus on immunology. We're proud to offer Hybrid Remedies because they work.
Nature-inspired, pharmacist-formulated, Hybrid Remedies. Clinically tested, immune support for colds, flu, and allergies. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
Singing in the Rain premiered this day in history, 1952, Radio City Music Hall in New York City. I don't know if y'all can keep singing because we've had so much rain.
I knew that's why you were doing
that's exactly why. I didn't think it was going to stop yesterday. Yeah. But hey, you know what? Right now, we are fortunate to have on the line a certified aromatherapist. She a little bit of everything. She does co-ops, yoga instructor, meditation guide. She brings enthusiasm, joy, and fun to the learning experience. And here's what Dave likes about her. Naturally guides her to plant-based remedies. She has a great approach. And she likes joy and fun in the learning experience. Liza Dawkin, welcome back to the show. How are you this morning?
I'm so good. Thanks for having me back.
Great. Good to be here. I'm glad you're here. And I'm going to turn you over to Healthy Dave. And so you guys can get into Pranaram and aromatherapy health.
Hey.
Fantastic. Hi, Dave.
Hey. Hi, Lisa. Liza. How you doing today?
So good. Thank you.
Hey, Bill says, excuse me, Bill Van Buren says hello.
Oh, what a sweetheart. I saw him last week.
Yeah, he was last night doing a training with Host Defense for us at the store. So awesome. It was great. Okay. So I told him you were going to be on the air with me this morning. He said, well, tell her I said hello. I said, I certainly will. So,
I love that.
Yeah. So anyway, hey, great to have you back. You know, and it's like I was at the Soho show back in December, you know, and you guys stopped by the booth there, and it was great to hang out with the folks and some of the new products. And I was kind of interested. I thought this would be a good time to talk about the show in regards to ingestible essential oils. You know, but before we jump into that, since we have always, you know, our listenership keeps growing, we're on Spotify now, I thought maybe we should just back up a little bit and talk about essential oils from the perspective of, you know, so many people are using them these days. Some are using them correctly, incorrectly. There's a lot of product on the market. So talk a little bit about just the space of essential oil and how we need to kind of get our thinking in line.
Yeah, this is a great question. So what we're most familiar with in this country, I would say, is more along the lines of the English model of aromatherapy, where oils are chosen for their smell, they're blended for a new aromatic experience, and it's a beautiful practice. We use that too with our diffusion blends, but it's a different way to approach aromatherapy, a lovely one, but different, because what we're doing is we're choosing our oils based on the constituents, which is the therapeutic aspect of each essential oil. And the reason that that is important to be thinking about and learning about is because those constituents are really important to know, because they are therapeutic, but too much of a good thing, obviously, is not so great.
Yeah.
So we need to be able to put those into the right type of blends with the right oils. Mm-hmm. Some oils can actually help protect you from, you know, adverse effects of other oils so that they can work synergistically.
Yeah. And again, that's kind of a science that has not been discussed a lot. You know, you don't hear it from that perspective. You see that in medicinal herbs and plants and formularies and that kind of mindset, you know, but you don't see it so much in the essential oil. And like you said, it's kind of blends that, you know, work through the olfactory, of course, to do different types of, you know, changes in the physiology or in how your body's responding. So I love the approach, because it seems like it's a little more defined and refined in that respect.
Yes, it was born out of France. It's sometimes called French medical aromatherapy. And there's a man, his last name is Gott Fosse, so if you're into aromatherapy, you might know his name, but he was a chemist, and he's the one who coined the term aromatherapy and really dove in the early 1900s. The story goes he had a burn, and he spilled lavender essential oil on it, and it was healing to the burn in a way that none of the other ways he had tried to heal with had worked. So, you know, one of those happenstance moments, but then he really dove into what it is about aromatherapy and essential oils that can be so beneficial to our health and wellness in this other way. And so was choosing oils based on constituents, you know, and the rest is, you know, so-called history.
Kind of history,
that's
I know.
That's a great accident. I love it when things like that
happen. Well, it's always kind of, you know, it is always things that happen like that are kind of the initiators for, you know, particularly if you have the mind that can delve into that and really understand it better, you know. Yeah. And that's what the beauty of science in a lot of ways. I think that sometimes we can go in and understand. And I think as long as we keep in mind the bigger picture, you know, too, because, you know, we talk about synergy. You mentioned the word synergism, you know, and I think that's something that, again, is a topic and a term that is not always in the common thought of people when they look at either their food, their medicines, and things of that nature. So touch on that just a minute, because, you know, the synergism is kind of something that how our bodies are responding to all of this. And it's complex, We can't always figure all that out.
Well, right. I mean, that's something I talked a lot about when I worked in the retail sector of our industry, that, you know, when someone comes in for an ailment and they have an idea of what they want because their friend used something that worked really well, you have to remind them that your body's chemistry is going to respond differently to the constituents in that herb or that supplement or the oil or whatever it might be. And so that's where a synergy can be really wonderful, because you then get, you know, when you're choosing oils based on constituents and then therefore formulating based on constituents rather than aroma, you have that ability to then have a more multifaceted approach to whatever ailment it is that you're looking to support or alleviate, I should say.
Yeah, right.
It's very interesting.
Right.
I got a question for you, if you don't mind.
No.
Please.
You know, I was talking to one of my doctor friends years ago, and he was telling me that, you know, pheromones, there's actually a separate sensor in your nose that picks up pheromones. Is that any part of aromatherapy, or is smell the main thing, or am I being just too narrow in thinking how aromatherapy works?
No, not at all. So the olfactory system of our body is wildly fascinating to me. So what happens is that when you breathe in, all scent is particulate, first of all.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, which is interesting and a little bit cringy at times, but when you breathe in a scent, you're taking in those scent molecules.
Okay.
And it's through the olfactory nerves, and they're hanging down in the nasal cavity. They take those molecules in, they become messages. They travel across the cribriform plate into the olfactory bulb, which is, you know, inside by the brain, travels the olfactory tract.
Uh-huh.
And that actually brings those messages into the parts of your limbic system, like the hippocampus, the hypothalamus, the amygdala.
Okay. Yeah.
And
yeah.
So these messages are going to these centers of your brain that are controlling, you know, things like your autonomic nervous system, memories, emotions.
Yeah.
So then, obviously, the brain sends messages to the body. So it's totally fascinating to think, like, yeah, that's why when you smell a thing that is familiar to me, for me, it's cardamom.
Oh.
I always think of my grandma and her cooking. So it's an immediate flashback to, right?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's kind of neat. I was thinking of rose when you talked about that. Rose came to my mind. Just, you know, you smell a rose. You know, my mother raised rose bushes for many years. You know, so she was always proud of those. She'd go and smell them. You know, and they all had different aromas. You know, it's just pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, so pheromones work similarly. It's you're smelling somebody,
mm-hmm.
and your body is responding to that person in a way, right? It's interesting. I'd like to get to know them, or no thanks. I'll see you never.
Okay. I had someone just texted in and said, olfactory sensations go directly to the brain, and said, powerful. So we got some people that know what you're talking about, and boy, you know what you're talking about. I'm so glad you're here today.
Yeah.
Well,
good
I'm
stuff.
Glad someone out there listening is getting excited.
Yeah. And let me just throw that out there, 488-4696, if you have a text. We have Eliza on the line, so if you have a question, thought, or concern, text me at 304-488-4696, please. Or if you have a question for Eliza.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, that's fascinating, like you said. You know, it's just, again, the marvels of life, really, when you think about it, and how we're so intricately involved, you know.
Yep.
And I mean, we talked about this last night, talking about, you know, the fungi family, the fungis, and how the shared DNA, you know. And so it kind of falls into the same realm of thinking. And, you know, sometimes we don't always understand how and why our bodies are doing, but these are where you can really influence in positive ways. And that's where I kind of always, you know, aromatherapy, I've watched it evolve in, you know, because our store is going to be, you know, we're 49 years old. So I've watched it when it was in its early infancy, growing into what it's become today. And you guys have been around for a long time with Pranaram, though, too. So you, what, over 30 years now?
Yeah, we started in 91.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
And so you've got, and again, you're more on the research side, too, yeah?
Well, absolutely. When you're taking oils and considering them for their constituents and how they can function within the body, French medical aromatherapy really is not just topical, but also internal. Because of all of that research and development that has been done, we then understand how those constituents function within the body, when we might need a synergy to protect parts of the body and so forth. So our whole approach is a different category almost from most aromatherapy. And it's really what sets us apart outside of the fact that we're 100% certified organic. So you get like the double bonus, you know?
Well, and there's our safety concerns too, which I think is really important. And I wanted to touch on that because I remember probably last show and maybe a few other shows with, you know, I have discussed the many downfalls of just taking an essential oil that you might buy wherever and adding it into your tea or adding things in, because people started to ingest a lot of essential oils. And I had read, you know, that the CDC talked about, you know, the increase of problems, you know, adverse effects, you know, that were being reported due to the ingestion of essential oils. And this has become, you know, it has kind of become enough alarm that says, wait a minute, people are getting misinformation. They're not doing the right things. And so I've always said in air of caution, don't ingest unless you know what you're doing or you have the right products. And so there hasn't been a whole lot of that out in the marketplace. Yeah.
Correct. And there are two things that are really important in this. One is that, unfortunately, when it comes to essential oils, there's not regulation around using words like food grade, therapeutic, mm-hmm. pure, and natural.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find a bottle of essential oil that has, in fact, the words pure or natural or something of that nature, and likely is completely synthetic.
Oh,
and so you can't pick up an essential oil bottle and use it the same way you do a Pranarome essential oil when you have something like the organic certification, the constant chemotyping testing, so that we know exactly what's in every single batch.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one piece of it, is that, you know, understanding that element of it.
Yeah.
But then there's also understanding delivery system and understanding why a delivery system is important. And for me, hydro delivery systems using water or tea is my least favorite, and I think really should just be avoided altogether because water is the opposite, right? It's oils are hydrophobic, but oils, so they just float to the top, and when you drink in, you're getting that entire amount, whatever you put in there. It's a concentrated dose of concentrated essential oil into the tissues of your mouth, your esophageal tract. That's not where we're looking to get essential oils. We want, just like most supplements, we want them to get all the way into the body so that the body can then distribute them as needed. So when you hear about people saying, oh yeah, just throw it in your water or your tea, I really want to say, please take caution, and here's why. Because you want those oils in, so use something fatty, which is what we do with our PranaCap.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's great information. I hope everybody's getting that. It seems so important.
Yeah, because I have stressed this over and over and over and over. I even have things on the my disclaimer to say, do not ingest these oils. You know, you have to put it out there in front of people. And they get a lot of misinformation. And one thing about the CDC that disturbed me was that children were a big part of that, the reporting of, kids, being given essential oils in some type of liquid, thinking that they're, and of course, people do it not knowing, and I think we need better education, which is why we're doing that today. So, cool. So,
pets, are pets, do pets benefit from aromatherapy?
Well, in my opinion, pets are the least likely population, in my opinion, that should be using it. And here's why. Now, it depends on the size of the animal, and it depends on a lot of things. And there are aromatherapists who disagree with me, and we have very, lively conversations about it. But like children, they're smaller, they're more sensitive, their internal structures are either different or not as developed as an adult human.
Okay.
There are ways in which our bodies can process essential oils that children and pets cannot. Of course, there are larger animals, and there are ways to use them that are safe if it's just an aromatic and it's being diffused. But typically when people ask, I find it's because they want to use it topically. And so I would really just, extreme caution should be used. Work with an aromatherapist who works with animals if you're going to be doing a topical application. However, I just want to say that hydrosols, which are the co-product of distillation. So if you think about distillation, right, you're heating up water. It becomes steam once it's heated. It moves through plant material. And when it's moving through the plant material, it's extracting the essential oils from the plants and carries it into the condenser where it gets cooled back to water, right? So you get this final product of a huge vat of water that moves through plant material. The essential oils that carried out of the plants float to the top because, as I said, they're hydrophobic. So we siphon or skim those off to use as essential oils. But you're left with all this water that was used to create the essential oil. It's a little bit of alchemy if you think about it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Hydrosol is hydro, water, sol, solution.
Right. Yeah.
It's not water that you've added essential oils to. It's, in fact, the water that moves through plant material. So all of that to say, it has the water-soluble constituents, which are a little bit more forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to aromatherapy for children and pets, especially for topical use, my first suggestion is always a hydrosol because you can spray it everywhere. It's not concentrated. You don't have to dilute it. If you really want to put something in your water, put a spray of hydrosol in your water if you want to flavor it.
Yeah, that makes good sense.
And so you can use them freely, willy-nilly. You can even diffuse a hydrosol. So add water to your diffuser. Pour a little bit of your hydrosol in. You're going to get a wonderful aromatic, but it's going to be a lot safer for more sensitive populations beyond pets and children, like immune-compromised folks or scent-sensitive people. So lots of options with hydrosol. Yeah.
Let me stop you there because I know you know how this works. We need to do a little pause for the cause, pay a few bills, that sort of thing. Folks, we're talking to Liza Dokken. We're talking about aromatherapy. And I think one of the important things is you need to know what you're doing. If you don't know what to do with aromatherapy, get some information or listen to this show. Check out Spotify. You can check out Highway to Health, Healthy Dave, the Herb Doc on Spotify. And you can also go to MotherEarthWorks.com and listen to this show or any of our past shows. So get the information, do things right. We're going to come right back and continue this conversation with Liza Dokken and aromatherapy right here on Highway to Health.
Herbs and teas, dried fruits, and some honey from the bees. All kinds of food to support your life. 'Cause if it comes from Mother Earth, it's bound to be right. You ought to come by and check it out. See what Mother Earth Foods is all about.
Visit Mother Earth Foods at 19th and Plum Streets in Parkersburg.
Since ancient times, countless cultures have embraced the use of herbs as medicine to improve overall health. Today, more people than ever have rediscovered the healing properties of herbs. But not all herbal supplements are the same. How can you be sure you're really getting true herbs?
Hi, I'm Dave Hawkins, owner of Mother Earth Foods. Folks always ask me what herbal supplements I recommend. I've been a practicing herbalist for more than 40 years, and in that time, I've learned that quality and purity are essential for results. Nature's Way has been a trusted brand since 1969, and they continue to lead the way in purity and quality control. Nature's Way is the first herbal brand verified by the Non-GMO Project, and they are also the first herbal brand certified with DNA testing and the True ID seal, so that you can be sure that the botanical species on the label matches what is in the product. I'm proud to offer Nature's Way herbs with a no-risk money-back guarantee.
Nature's Way, the first in herbs since 1969. Trust the leaf. Nature's Way True Herbs are on sale now at Mother Earth Foods, corner of 19th and Plum Streets, Parkersburg. Healthy living made easy since 1975.
When explorers came to America in search of the Fountain of Youth, they came up a little short. Fortunately for us, science is finally catching up with new anti-aging discoveries.
I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. One of those anti-aging discoveries is collagen, which is essential for healthy hair, skin, connective tissue, and joints. Now one of the most trusted leaders in natural supplements, Natural Factors, has developed Total Body Collagen. It's a convenient powder available in orange, pomegranate, or unflavored. Just add it to water or your favorite beverage, or if you prefer, you can also take it in tablet. Total Body Collagen is 100% complete amino acid formula with hyaluronic acid, glutamine, and biotin. So whether you're looking to reduce the pain associated with osteoarthritis or just to look and feel a little bit younger, Total Body Collagen may be the anti-aging support you've been looking for. Try it risk-free for 30 days with our money-back guarantee.
Natural Factors Total Body Collagen products are on sale now at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
I Don't Know by Ozzy Osbourne. 1981, this day in history, his solo album Blizzard of Oz comes out. But that's I Don't Know. We're lucky to have a gal on the line who does know. Liza Dokken. She's a certified aromatherapist. That's what we're talking about. Don't use them on your pets. Don't use them on yourself if you don't know what you're doing. Let's let Liza and Healthy Dave get back into this conversation.
Yeah, hey. Thanks. Glad to have you back, Liza.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you know, this is a great program, and we're really touching on some important aspects. Now, I was impressed because, you know, you guys came out with some capsules, You have some singles, and then you have some blends. And I, because I know the integrity of your company and I know the integrity of what's gone behind it, that this is a safe, effective way to be able to do that. And I know there's a space for that, you know, and it's just a matter of, I think, educating, again, people how and when. So let's talk about just some singles that are safe, because I know that I remember, some product line that came out years ago. I think it was Calmaid. It was a lavender, but it was a French-made product. And I know that one of the companies I carry, you know, had brought that out, and it was used for calming down anxiety, okay? But it was an ingestible, one of the first, you know, and I'd seen other companies try these ingestibles, but, you know, I don't know, they kind of went away. And so here I thought, okay, this is a perfect opportunity to talk about that. So tell us about some of the, what are the key ones that you guys, you know, can bring in this type of delivery?
Well, I think, you know, lemon is the one I hear about most when people say they put oil in their water to drink. And I always suggest, you know, asking them why they're taking the lemon. It's usually to help with, you know, cleansing or some type of detox program that they're doing.
Right.
And if it's just for flavor, I'll recommend just taking a real lemon and
yeah,
take that.
But, exactly.
Yeah.
It's so much easier and simpler and cheaper.
Yeah, exactly. But lemon essential oil does have many benefits, as I mentioned, and it has even some protective elements for your liver and your kidneys. So it's often used synergistically with other oils that have, you know, been known to be a little harder on the system depending on how often you take them. And of course, everything that we offer has guidelines in terms of here's how much to take, how often to take it, and when you might want to take it. So as you mentioned, lavender, what a phenomenal anxiolytic. This is just, it is truly the panacea of aromatherapy. There's a reason for it. You know, as an aromatherapist, you know, it's always like, well, when in doubt, offer them lavender because it's probably going to work. There are many oils that have similar abilities to lavender, but there isn't any one oil that can do as much as lavender is capable of.
Wow.
And one of the things that I love, so there are some interesting studies that you can find on, like, Google Scholar and PubMed about how lavender can help lower cortisol levels in the body if they're too high. But also, you know, it's described not only as an anxiolytic, but I love this word, parasympathomimetic. So when you need to get into the parasympathetic nervous system, lavender can help you get there. So when you need to for sure get into that rest and digest. And I think it's funny how our brain sometimes doesn't distinguish the difference between the stress of, like, a saber-toothed tiger and an overly full inbox, right? We just go, oh, panic. So we go into fight or flight just looking at our computer screen sometimes. And lavender, just breathing it in can really help soothe some of that frazzle and get you back into the rest and digest because, you know, unfortunately, we do have to respond to most, if not all, of those emails.
Okay. So talk about lavender in the oil cap because you're ingesting it. Tell us how that works.
So
that's a different delivery, right? That's just a whole different mechanism.
Absolutely. You can take one of those if you don't want to smell the oil. And that's calming. I know people who have used it as something to help them relax at the end of the night or let's say they've got a big day. Maybe they're going to be on a radio show and they might take a little bit of lavender before they start. That's a really easy and great way to help the whole system because when you breathe in, obviously, yes, the brain is going to send messages and it's going to support the body. But when you take it in internally, the body then gets to distribute it as needed, which is a beautiful thing. The body is really...
Would it make sense then, like, okay, if you're going to use the oil, you're going to almost see feel something more immediate, And if you do it in the oil cap, is it going to be more of a delay? And then in respect to some of the effect of it, you're still going to get an effect, but it maybe be over a different time period?
Yeah, it's slightly delayed. I mean, it might be, you know, 15-ish minutes.
That's what I was wondering.
But I love the combination of, you know, breathing in the lavender, taking a capsule. And then you get the immediate olfactory experience and then the whole body system right after that.
I get that question. It might be remedial, but I want you, I'm just curious. There are a lot of products out there, soaps, this, that, and the other thing that say they are lavender, you know, have a lavender scent to them. So you smell that lavender in, you know, a soap. Well, I'll stick with a soap, I guess. Or maybe an aerosol spray for your bathroom or whatever. So you smell that lavender. Is that the same thing as taking in an aromatherapy lavender?
No, not likely, because it's typically a synthetic lavender.
That's
so
what I thought.
It's not going to have those constituents that will work with your body to help support your health and wellness.
So just because you're using a product and it says lavender does not mean you're going to get the full any effects like you're talking about with aromatherapy, right?
Unfortunately not. I mean, if the scent appeals to you, it's going to give you some gratification, but it's going to support you in the same way.
Listeners to get that distinction.
Good distinction, because it's kind of good back to what talked about at the very beginning, was, you know, you're talking about the synergism and these different compounds and how they're affecting through the olfactory system.
Yeah.
You're going to get the smell, but you're not going to get the rest of the delivery.
Yeah, I don't want someone to think,
you're getting faked out.
Right. I bought this thing for $3 and I'm spraying it, so I mean, I should be healthier. Why aren't I? Yeah, well, no, it doesn't work that way. Okay, very good. Thank you.
Oh, goodness. I knew lavender, and I knew the safety effect of that, and I know that you guys have really perfected the right amounts in the capsules, and like I said, you have a very specific guidelines that kind of help people through this. So it's like you don't have to, you know, feel like you have to go out and understand all about aromatherapy to be able to use these kind of things in these applications, and you can feel safe about it. But there again, your company stands for that, and not everybody does, and so I don't think there's a lot of capsules out in the marketplace, are there?
There aren't, really. I have never seen an essential oil capsule in this market previously. There are companies who use lavender essential oil in some of their herbal blends,
right?
But not on its own. And it can be daunting to make your own capsules of essential oils.
Well, I know.
It's hard to get the dosage right. Our mini caps have one drop of essential oil in a base oil, so it's already there for you, and you don't have to do any of that work.
Then you don't have to think
about it. You can just use it, you know. Now, then, I know we're going to run out of time here, because we always do, but we could talk for hours. But the thing is, the caps, you came out with some very specific formulations, and I want you to talk about some of the mindset and maybe some of the things that you're seeing and why they came out with, because it's not a huge, you know, you don't have a huge space for this, you know, but you focused on a few areas that I think are really important, and they're what we deal with on a daily basis. And a lot of times, maybe it might be better to go into the formulation kind of designed for what its intention is, to see if that might kind of, like you said, more rounded out, more balanced. Yeah.
Yes. The Prana Caps offer a synergy, as I've been saying, and that means that when you get the product that's called Stress Relief and Sleep, not only are you getting lavender, but you're also getting mandarin and caraway.
Oh.
And then you're able to use those oils to support stress and sleep, you know, in ways that are beneficial beyond just lavender. So you get well-rounded. They all have an ability to support when we're feeling anxiety. They can calm and definitely have relaxant abilities. So.
Yeah. It's a different approach to sleep, because everybody wants melatonin, and I have a whole ton of clientele that says, I don't want melatonin.
Right.
And, you know, all the sleep formulas at one point never had melatonin. Now they all have melatonin, and we're going like, well, there's something else besides melatonin, folks, you know.
And has aromatherapy caused some people to maybe not take as many prescription drugs? Does that happen sometimes, that you supplant prescription drugs with aromatherapy?
I have known people, yes, absolutely, who have gotten great relief, because it is such a concentrated, powerful plant medicine that it does offer some support where other options in the health and wellness industry might not.
Mm-hmm.
But absolutely,
awesome.
I've known people who have found relief in that way.
That's great. Yeah. That's great to know. And no side effects, right? I mean, it just does what it does.
Well, right. I mean, It has the ability to really put you in touch with nature in a way that obviously a pharmaceutical can't do. And I understand sometimes we still need those medicines.
Sure.
Where we can connect with an organic product that is sourced from plants that grew in the earth. I mean, I think that's really what our body wants most of all.
Yeah, we have that. We have that connection. I think we share 16% DNA with the plant kingdom, you know. And again, when you come back to that, you know, there's a recognition on a cellular level that we don't even sometimes we can't intuit it. We don't understand it. You know, it's there, but we don't always you know, we're not in tune with it on the level that it's happening. So I think that's the fascinating thing about why plants and, you know, fungi and what we're talking about with essential oils are really important. So something like a sleep product, would you just do it in the evening? I mean, is that kind of a recommendation? Or is it, and some of these formulas, do you just do them once a day? I mean, what do you think? I mean, how's that work?
Well, it depends on how you want to use it. So because the product is called Stress Relief and Sleep, you can use it in a number of ways. You could take one capsule, you know, as needed with a meal. Yeah. Or you could take two of them, you know, about an hour before bed so that your body has the time to take those in, process them, relax the body, and get you ready for sleep.
Okay.
It's a multifaceted approach, and I like that because often, I mean, who isn't struggling from sleeplessness, you know? Yeah.
Listen, we're down to about 2.5 minutes. I hate to play be time cop.
Okay.
Anything we've left out, or if you want to give a website out there, just anything you want to get out to the listeners, Eliza, it's a good time.
Absolutely, yes. Pranarome.us is our website rather than .com, so that's one thing to take note of. So PRANAROM.US.
Gotcha.
And I would just say one of my favorite products in the Prana Caps line is the Memory and Focus. I know. You get a really wonderful product that you can use in two different ways, like the stress relief and sleep. You can take one a day just for general maintenance.
Okay.
But you can take two a day for 2 weeks if you've got, you know, something big coming up or you really need to sort of super boost your brain. It's got black seed oil in it. It's, you know, black cumin. It's got lavender. It's got Spanish sage. It has winter savory, peppermint, and rosemary. And so all of these oils are really beneficial for the cognitive function of your brain, but so too is that black cumin. We don't often think about black seed in the way that it can support cognitive function, and there's some really cool studies out there that show that it can do that. So that's one of my favorites in the entire line.
I know we've got to go soon. What about allergy, you know, respiratory? You have a respiratory health. Would this make sense? Is this kind of like we're coming into seasonal allergies? We've had a lot of people still hacking with colds, flus. There's been a lot of upper respiratory. Would that one be a good one to kind of throw in?
It is, absolutely. And it's so funny you ask because I took it the other day when I thought I was getting a cold, and it turned out to be allergies. As everyone knows, allergies this year have been the worst.
Oh, yeah.
And the respiratory health absolutely helped with my allergy symptoms, and I was really delighted by that since I was taking it thinking I had a cold, but it turned out to be allergies.
Yeah.
So 100% would recommend for that.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
Well,
awesome.
Liza, so great to have you on again.
Absolutely.
You know, and a wealth of knowledge, and I love your enthusiasm, you know, and I hope, I know this is kind of, you know, bled out into the audience, I'm sure. So I appreciate that immensely.
Yep.
And hopefully one of these days we'll get a chance to do a training and we can, you know, cross paths because I love your energy and I love what you're doing. And we're going to keep working to try to help get people using the right essential oils and in the right manner. So thank you.
I'd love to meet you, too.
Yeah,
yep.
I would love that. Yeah, likewise.
Right. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Blessings.
Right on. Pranarom.us, folks, PRANAROM.US if you need some more information.
I'm on their website right now, so go
check it
out.
We're going to take our last little pause for the cause, and we're going to come right back and close out the show right here on Highway to Health.
Feeling a little stressed? Don't let it get you down. Santhionine from Natural Factors is specially formulated to support feelings of calm and well-being. It contains L-theanine, a unique amino acid found naturally in green tea that helps support a positive mood. Santhionine from Natural Factors is made with essentially pure L-theanine for maximum effectiveness. The mood-enhancing property of L-theanine produces a calming effect in the brain. In fact, in Japan, L-theanine is added to food and drink to help produce feelings of relaxation. Santhionine helps increase the alpha brainwaves associated with a tranquil state of mind. Make it part of your self-care regimen, like meditation or aromatherapy, to relieve the stress of daily living. Santhionine from Natural Factors is available in capsules or in a tasty tropical fruit-flavored tablet. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods in Parkersburg.
Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence. I'm Healthy Dave, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. Some years back, we introduced Cadia Foods as our exclusive house brand. Now I'm pleased to announce even more savings on the Cadia brand through our everyday low price program. We know that eating healthy food can sometimes feel like a luxury, especially if you're on a budget. But with our everyday low prices, you can shop with confidence knowing that you're getting the best value for your money. At Mother Earth Foods, we have always believed that healthy, wholesome food should be accessible to everyone. That's why we are committed to offering our favorite Cadia natural and organic foods at great prices. From frozen fruits and vegetables to snacks and pantry staples, we've got everything you need to eat well and feel great at the prices you'll love.
Why wait? Head over to Mother Earth Foods today and start saving big on all your grocery essentials. Look for the everyday low price shelf talkers for the lowest prices possible. Shop with confidence.
I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. Today I want to tell you about an amazing product with whole body benefits. Terry Naturally's Clinical OPC made with French grape seed extract is a powerhouse supplement due to its super antioxidant levels. You've heard the benefits of superfoods like blueberries and dark chocolate. Well, clinical testing shows Terry Naturally's French grape seed extract surpasses them all on the superfood scale more than 2 million times. Researchers have found that grape seed extract is one of the most promising botanical extracts in the world for a diverse array of health application, but it is most noted for its positive impact on the health of heart and arteries, cholesterol, and blood sugar management. Terry Naturally Clinical OPC line is backed by no less than 6 clinical studies. Use it every day to combat the free radicals in your body that accelerate aging and disease. It's one of the best supplements available for whole body support.
Terry Naturally's Clinical OPC French Grape Seed Extract, available in 3 different dosages and with one special formula, made specially for heart health. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
And if you want some confidence, check out Nature's Way, Natural Factors, Irwin Naturals, Terry Naturally, Earthworks, Mother Earth Foods, Hybrid Remedies, CV Sciences, and Life Seasons. These are great companies. They support us here on Highway to Health week in and week out. Thank you so much. And they have products there at Mother Earth Foods there at 19th and Plum Street. So check those out.
Always good deals, too.
Aromatherapies, we were talking about, folks. If you don't know what you're doing, make sure you get the information so you don't do it the wrong way. Right, Dave?
Yes, Pranaram. Pranaram.us. The thing is, it's a great company, been around for 30 years. They are really doing it the right way. And we were very proud to be able to represent that line of product because I know that it has the therapeutic effects we're looking for and it's done in the right way. So just folks, you know, if you've got questions, stop by, talk to our staff, and we'll be able to help you there.
If you heard Liza talk today, she knows her stuff. So talk about some confidence. Yeah. Next week is Ask the Herb Doc, Healthy Dave here. We don't have a guest. You can call in, do whatever you want. It's going to be our show, as we call it. Yeah. So tune in next week for that. Don't forget Spotify, Highway to Health, Herb Doc, Healthy Dave, the Herb Doc is how you get to Spotify to hear this show. And also MotherEarthWorks.com, this show or any of the previous shows we've had.
Right. And we're going to be closed on Sundays.
Closed on Sundays for Easter. Happy Easter, everybody.
Give our folks a time to be with their families.
That's very cool of you. You have some time off. I checked out the Mothers to Go yesterday. I grabbed one of those breakfast burritos. I didn't grab it at breakfast. I got in town, close to noon. And it was after that. And I thought, what am I going to get? Some fast food? And I had to pick up something at Mother Earth. Some paperwork, and I went, you know what, that breakfast burrito looks pretty good, even though it's noontime. And I took home, and it was delicious, by the way. Good stuff. That is John Chaffin over at the controls. That's Healthy Dave beside me, and I am Jameson Young. We hope you tuned in today for this wonderful information about essential oils. Make sure you get the right stuff. Pranaram.us, and she likes the Memory and Focus brands, our little guest today. But you want to feel good every day and every night? Eat well, smile, treat each other right. We hope you have a good week. We will see you next week on the radio, right here on the Highway to Health.
You've been listening to Highway to Health with Healthy Dave on FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT. Listen next Wednesday at 9 a.m. for Highway to Health and visit the website MotherEarthWorks.com.
Highway to Health.
The preceding program has been a paid advertisement for its sponsor. The opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, and other show participants are not necessarily those of FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT, Results Radio, its employees, or management. WVNT and Results Radio are not responsible for claims made for particular products or services.